In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Given today is First Friday, and there are many devotions which will take place, which are already quite instructive for us. Something very short, then, on this feast of our Lord, who is Jesus Christ, the eternal high priest. We will celebrate this feast at the end of the month as well, but on a Sunday. We offer it as well during the month of the Sacred Heart. And today, on this First Friday of this penultimate month, or rather, I should say, of the liturgical year, we also offer it again. And so to realize that there is only one thing which is necessary in all of life. We spoke about that and preached upon it two Sundays ago, but that one thing which is necessary is Christ himself. St. Bruno, who is the saint normally celebrated on August the 6th, also speaks about this. But rather than delving into what St. Bruno has to say, why don't we take it from a good and faithful son of St. Bruno, what it is that's most important about life and how we should live this out. I read to you a little passage from Dom Augustin Guillerand, who was a French Carthusian monk. It's written in one of his works of Where Silence is Praise. He's a man who died, I believe, in 1945. Here are his words on what the one thing that is necessary and how we should attain that, recognizing Christ as our eternal high priest. He says thus, "There is only one thing we must do, and that is to employ well in the time and the powers that are left at our disposal. Only thus shall we realize our destiny. That is the whole purpose of life. The consciousness realized as far as possible of what we are and what we are to do. The concentration of our whole being on the duty of the present moment. It is this that gives our true value and develops it. Once we have understood this and we have the courage to live it, when quietly and without undue strain, and with just effort, what we are capable at the time to do, and when we put all our strength into that which we are doing, it's only then that we may be said to be truly living fully. Such a life is a full life. It is not necessarily the life of great men. To be little or to be great does not depend upon us, but rather to realize that being of which we are capable, moment by moment, does depend upon us. And that is the realization preserved that makes us a complete person. So to carry on, you are on the right way. Give yourself wholly to what you are doing without looking back or without worrying over what the future may bring. Live just for today. That is to say, live for the present moment. While it is still yours to live. Live for this now moment. Live just for today, for that present moment. We must never forget that in spite of all our methods and all of our efforts, we are and we shall always be different from others. We are too apt to look at one another and to make comparisons. We must take ourselves just as we are. That is the starting point if we are to develop as much and as well as we can. But it will always be along the line of our personality, which is unique to us, and it must always remain so. In reflection of Don Augustin Guillerand, a Carthusian monk. And so it is. If on this First Friday, if we want to make something great of ourselves, all we must do is do whatever that is that the Lord asks of us in this present moment. That is to say, to remain focused on his presence with us in this present moment. To do something great for God, that all we have to do is to recognize what God has given us, and that is sufficient for everything. That is the one thing necessary, to keep our eyes trained upon him in this instant, and not to worry what happened in the last moment, or yesterday, or a year ago, or the sins of long past, or to worry about what the future brings, the struggles and the hardships, the weight of the cross that only seems to get greater and greater as time goes on, or the question, will this grace that I received be strong enough for tomorrow, or will it be removed? The same God who created heaven and earth, the same God who sacrificed himself upon the cross, the same God who says that he is our present king and will come in glory as the eternal high priest, he has all those moments already figured out. The only way to truly live in the humanity which God has called us is to do what he has offered before us now to the best of our ability that happens to be now in the unique way that he has crafted into our personality, unlike he wishes to work in anybody else, including in those persons next to us. Let's ask our Lord, who is the sacred high priest to give us the grace and for us to receive the grace to live out all things in this present moment. You don't have to go to the Grand Chartreuse to learn this, but our Lord teaches it you now here in the silence he offers in a low mass here at this sacrifice. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.